a former Notre Dame safety, named to the Nagurski and Thorpe watch list. 74 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 1 interception, 2 breakups, a quarterback hurry, a fumble recovery, 3 forced fumbles. He did all of that as a senior. He set a Notre Dame bowl record for most tackles in a game with 19 against Clemson in the college football playoff. The 2020 NFL draft gets underway April 23rd in Las Vegas. Alohi Gilman is my guest. Alohi, nice to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, Jim? Thanks for having me here today.
It's great to have you here today. Nice to have you. All right, so you've had a little bit of time since the combine. When you look back on the combine itself, given all the work you put in to get ready for it, what kind of thoughts and memories do you have from that?
Yeah, the combine was an amazing experience. Definitely a surreal experience. You know, it's something as a kid that you dream of. But obviously, the combine has its stresses and its challenges as well. So, you know, overall, it was a great experience. You know, just being able to get that opportunity and, you know, to kind of live out my dreams a little. And so, you know, it was a great experience, and I learned a lot, and I'm just happy to get that process over as well.
I bet. Now, in the past, you've said that the story of your life has people thinking that you can't run or you can't hit or you can't play at the next level. Knowing that, what was your mindset going into the combine, and what did you want to show everybody?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I've always been, like I said, I've always been an under-the-radar kid, undersized, not as much attention. You know, I had no stars coming out of high school. You know, so for me, it was just being able to go out there and show all these scouts and GMs and coaches that, you know, I can play on a high level, that I can do all the things that, you know, some other guys who are 4 or 5 stars coming out of high school can or could do. Just make a statement of showing who I am as a person, who I am as a player, and what I bring to the table.
And then so much of that is where you're from and how you were brought up, and we'll get to that in a minute. Alohi Gilman is my guest. One more thing about the combine is it came to a close. NFL Network reporter Kim Jones did a report on the fact that you cleaned up the entire corner of the end zone, you collected all the plastic bottles, used up tape and trash, and you made sure you put it in the trash cans. Seems to me most guys in your spots would have let the cleaning crew do that. Why was that important for you to do it yourself?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I think my mom would be pretty disappointed in me if I didn't.
Right.
But other than that, you know, I think, you know, it's a part of how I was raised. You know, like we were about to talk about, it's just a sign of respect. That's how I was raised to do things, you know, picking up after yourself, leaving the place better than how you found it. And I just thought, you know, it was important for me to do that. It's kind of just a natural thing for me at this point. So that's a big attestment to the way my parents raised me, as well as where I was raised.
You know they were proud. Now, in terms of where you were raised, you're from a small town on Oahu, and you've said that played a huge role in how you became the playmaker that you are on defense. So what is it about your hometown that grows competitors like that? Because that's not unusual.
Yeah, man. So I'm raised from a small town on the north shore of Oahu called La'ie. And, you know, the way I was raised, all those kids are raised are as much like myself in that we're all raised very competitive. You know, the way that we were raised, a tight-knit community, everything that we did was competitive. We just loved to compete, loved to do the things that anything you can find, flip quarters, you know, street hockey, anything you could do. And that's just kind of how I was raised and kind of instilled that competitive nature in my DNA. And so it's kind of a part of me at this point.
Alohi Gilman joining us, former Notre Dame safety. Now, your father played football at Southern Utah.
Yes,
you refer to him as your personal coach. What was it like growing up with him and learning from him?
Yeah, so, you know, my dad is a big attestment to me as a player. He kind of groomed me into the player I am today. So he played as well. He also is a DB coach. He runs an academy down there called DB Tech Academy. So I played corner out of high school, and he's kind of, you know, groomed me into the player I am today, especially as a defensive back. He was a tough coach growing up. You know, he never let me slack off. He always pushed me to do more, to do extra. So, you know, he kind of instilled that work ethic, that sacrifice, and that motivation for me to take the next steps in playing at the highest level. And so a big attestment to him. And, you know, for all the people in Hawaii who want to get some work, DB Tech Academy, Coach Gilman, and he'll get you right.
I like it. Alohi, I got to ask you now. We talked about you being the fact that you were no stars coming out, but your journey to this point is even more fascinating to me in the sense that we're talking about you in the NFL draft. The story goes that when you were in eighth grade, for instance, your coach told you you would never play D1 football because of your size. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, story of my life, every level that I played in, specifically at that time, you know, I was eighth grade. I was, you know, kind of started to grow the passion of wanting to play football on a high level, and I set goals out for myself at that time. Maybe, you know, people never have seen the vision that I did, and, you know, my coach told me you would never play Division I football, at most maybe D1 AA or D2. So, you know, but at that point, it kind of struck a fire on me, and there's still the chip on my shoulder that was built from back then. So my chip is only bigger now, and, you know, so seeing all these things of, you know, weaknesses or things that he can or can't do, you know, I'm really used to it at this point, and it just adds more fuel to the fire. But, you know, it's also just a fun journey to be a part of, because I get another opportunity to show everyone who I am, what I'm about, and, you know, in this next level, playing in the NFL will be the next step.
Hey, listen, you were right. I mean, you were right when the coaches may have been wrong, but I'm curious about that vision and how you had that at an early age. Mm-hmm. I mean, you heard that, and as an eighth grader, maybe you could have decided to focus on something else. You were playing basketball.
Yeah.
You were competing in track. Why did you not give up? Why did you not switch? Why did you stay the course?
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I was a very visionary person, and the way that I kept that vision really was just, you know, something that I pride myself in, something that I've built into the core of myself is just having an insane belief in myself. You know, I was a kid who dreamed the biggest dreams. You know, I was very visionary, imaginary, and deep down in my soul, in my core, in my heart, I felt like I could do anything that I set my mind to. And at times when people would tell me, you know, you can't do it, or at times where, you know, people would try to shut those dreams down, I never let that vision slip. So, you know, even from high school, going to the Naval Academy, to Notre Dame, you know, that vision stays alive. And I just have this insane belief in myself that I can do anything I put my mind to and my heart towards. And that passion just grows inside stronger every day.
Alohi Gilman joining me for a few more moments. It is strong. Now, in terms of Notre Dame, you initially went to the Naval Academy, but when the Department of Defense changed the rule that would have allowed you to complete your service after a professional sports career, you transferred to Notre Dame. What was it about Notre Dame that made you feel like that was the right fit?
Yeah. So, interestingly enough, you know, Navy and Notre Dame play every year.
Right.
I played Notre Dame my freshman year. I actually did really good. I had 13 tackles that game. And, you know, coming out of Navy and Naval Academy, I had two options, was Notre Dame and USC. USC obviously being closer to home, you know, a lot warmer weather and whatnot. USC was coming off a Rose Bowl win, and Notre Dame was coming off a 4-8 season. And interesting enough, you know, as I went on my official visits, I kind of decided, you know, Notre Dame was the best fit for me. Just overall, I felt like they were going in the right direction. The coaches were very honest with me. And I just saw myself being very successful there. And, you know, I was grateful and blessed to get that opportunity. And, you know, things worked out, and I'm very grateful for that.
You know, one of the rare honors you had also, you were a captain at Notre Dame, and you certainly earned that. How much of your approach to being a leader is about being a servant leader?
Yeah, I mean, that's everything. You know, if you're not a servant leader, people have a hard time, you know, being able to follow a guy who can't persuade and influence you. And I feel like for me, I'm always a guy who wants to help and serve. That's a part of being a leader. That's a part of being a part of something bigger than yourself, is, you know, impacting the people around you. And I feel like that's something that I've grown in my perspective of leadership. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I got those opportunities, specifically at Notre Dame, to impact the culture, change the culture there at Notre Dame. And it's just been an amazing experience that I've gotten. And, you know, I definitely thank God for that.
You know, it's all upon you right now. The NFL draft's coming up. One last thought. You tweeted about a guy who's one of my favorites, Eric Weddle. When he retired, you tweeted, quote, "one of my favorite players ever. Thank you for showing the way," end quote. This, again, is a big Eric Weddle house. What did you like about watching him in his game? What did you learn from him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, on the field, he was so cerebral and balanced in the way that he could attack the field. And I felt like just his range and his passion and instincts overall was just something that, you know, you don't see every day on an NFL field, and even at the highest level. And so for me, growing up as a kid, I always used to watch his games when he was at San Diego, and, you know, just seeing him, and I try to modern my game after him and seeing the different things that he done. So watching a lot of film and tape on him and what he does and how he attacks the field. And so I was just, you know, putting my hats out towards him and, you know, just being able to watch him and learn from the things that he's done on the field.
Played safety at Notre Dame. He was named to the Nagurski and Thorpe watch list. 74 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, etc. He set that Notre Dame record for most tackles in a game with 19 against Clemson. And you've got the 2020 NFL draft getting underway April 23rd in Vegas. Alohi, I've certainly talked about you on the show, but you and I have never spoken before today. I'm glad we finally got to it. Good luck at the draft. Okay. I'll look for you after you find out where you're going to live and work.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Really well done. Alohi Gilman.